I think their comments are contemptuous. Basically, the TDs were told about this after the fact, as usual. No consultation with the local community. A deal done with a business entity because a building was available. So this strategy from government is based on opportunism around the country. I don't believe they're looking at the needs of either the asylum seekers or the local community. There was no consultation with schools, with health services, with public representatives, with community amenities. That's all done after the deal is signed. So the government are not learning, the government are not listening to communities, and the government are, in my view, driving division and tension out there.
And now what was interesting was that they said that it was a former hotel which was going to be used, but the property in question, which is Mulroy Woods, is still very much on the go.
Yeah, I just think that's what it tells you, is you have people in offices acting on behalf of government. They're not listening or talking to local communities. They're not looking at the big picture of the country. You know, what communities are there in Ireland that have, you know, decent facilities in terms of schools, in terms of hospitals, health services, community amenities? There's no examination of that. And I'm also mindful that this story breaks just at a time that the community in Milford are fighting for a new school. The school is completely inappropriate, you know, overcrowded, packed, even though the quality of education is absolutely fantastic there. So all of that is happening just as they announce 150 asylum seekers and their families, lots more children. I mean, it's just an insult again and again to communities. And it's also unfair to asylum seekers to put them into these situations.
It really does seem like a lose-lose situation. And, you know, the people of Ireland were always said to be a welcoming kind of people, but it's decisions like this here that can put strains on communities.
Indeed. I mean, you must treat communities with respect. And this is a community in Milford that has been failed by government. This is a community that's been fighting for a new school for years. And, you know, they're just treated with contempt, in my view. And the public representatives are treated with contempt. And I've said this again and again to the government, to the ministers. I've met them face to face. I've conveyed the anger of the people of Donegal. I've conveyed the fact that the Donegal per head of capita has taken more refugees and asylum seekers than any other county, but yet it goes on. And I just think it's outrageous, frankly.